Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a great show lined up for you this half hour, especially because we got our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is, as you know, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 14 years he's been joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing what he's got to say today. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show. Okay, well, we're getting Sam, And Sam, as you know, is an independent advisor to CEOs and board of directors. He has been over the years. He's been the leader of the president of a publicly traded company before. And so we're going to get him back on. He'll be on here in a minute or so. One of the things that Sam and I have talked about over the last year or two, is he and I have debated a little bit about the differences in the economy between Main Street and Wall Street. As you know, I have been a detractor of Wall Street and major corporations. As much as I love major corporations, because I do business with them, but I've been a detractor of them for the way they've been doing business over the last, well, really since 2008. And one of the things that I've observed is that Wall Street has found a way through the major corporations as well, the publicly traded companies. They have found a way to drive their share price without going to the marketplace as much as they used to. There was a day when Wall Street practiced traditional capitalism. They capitalized the business. They took it public, capitalized the business. And they and that business went to the marketplace to do business, to sell products, to make profits, to bring those profits back to the company, to record those profits, and to be given credit for those profits with the value of their share price. And that's how the game was played for a long, long time, for a couple of centuries here. And so we got Sam here. I think Sam's here. Sam, are you there?
I am.
There you go. Sam, I was just giving the audience a little reminder about how capitalism used to work. It was a nice trip down memory lane for me, Sam. but today, I think you may have heard part of it. Today, corporations have found ways, Wall Street has found a way to drive share price and to... Without really going back to the marketplace, without investing in the marketplace, not that they're not doing any of that, but they are doing more and more financial manipulation, financial manipulation, to drive share price, and it's becoming, Sam, the classic argument, the classic debate about why are publicly traded companies in business? Are they in business to enrich the shareholder? Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? The shareholder or the customer? Tell me which, Sam.
Well, I think it begins. Let's go back to the beginning and see the concept of how this works. I'll give you my perspective about it. Someone has a neat idea and is capable of bringing together the resources to form up a company, and the company grows and it succeeds, and it reaches a point where it needs more capital. The original people who have formed it up are ready for a big payday, and they take the company public. That has happened. Most of the CEOs these days of public companies were not there at the time that the company went public. So they may view, many of them do, the public company shareholder aspect of this as kind of a drag that is a separate from their focus on trying to deliver products and services at a profit to markets. So that the CEO has two jobs. I mean, it's much more complicated than that, but let's simplify it to some degree right now. One is to run the company, and right. and I believe that CEOs are dedicated.
What is the second job? And we'll talk about both of them in the next segment.
All right, good. The second job is the caretaking of the shareholder, because after all,
but we still what we're going to debate when we come back, folks, is which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And I say the marketplace, the Main Street, the customer comes first, not the shareholder. Stay with us. We'll be right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.